Last time we began discussing the sugya of maros, the Mishnah Daf Yutes tells us that there are four types of red maros that are tame, and black, which is tame as well. We discussed the machlokas rishonim, whether black is on the same level as the reds, the rice of the rabbanon. We discussed whether the nature of these shades of dam is that anything else is presumably not mina makor, or may there be other types of dam that are not dam tame that are mina makor. Either way, it emerges from various episodes that the Gemara presents on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph from different Amoraim that there were Amoraim, that were not Bekiyin B'maros Adom, that didn't feel they had the proficiency to asking on what red is tamei, what red is tahor. And on some level, that foreshadows what we have in Rishonim, most notably the Rush, which is reflected in Shulchan Aruch. The Rush in Perek Beis and Medalid writes, "Bidoros halalu ein baki b'maros damim lishayin al chachmasa ulahafrid ben dam ledam." In our days, there's no one that has the bekiyas to distinguish between types of dam, which really means to say, as we'll see, between types of red. As we see, even the Mei HaAmoraim, there were those that shied away from paskening on Maros. That's key line. And nowadays, no one should paskin letaher any dam that is no telad mumis, that tends towards red. In lo shehe liba lavan v'yaro kamari zav, unless it's white or yellow. Afagav the tanakama saver the dam yaro tolin alav. So we'll get to that a little bit later. We already saw the machlokas tanayim about dam yaro. Rav says that nowadays no one should paskin letaher any red that is no telad mumis, even though strictly speaking, there are only four types of red that are tamei, so there are reds that should be tahor. And flori machlokist amaram there in dafkaf, but the Rambam paskins in Parakei halachades arba mara sa'elu imaya mara hadam kamare kol echem mehen o amok mehen reza tamei. The Rambam paskins, like, again, they're multiple layers of Machlokas Amoraim and Daf Kaf, what happens to either side of these Maras? Is there a difference between the different Adoms? Is there a difference between Adom and Shachor? Or are they all the same? Are they all the same in both directions? But the Rambam Paskin's bottom line, that any of the Maros Adom mentioned in the Mishnah, if you have a shade that is a deeper red than that is tameh, hayadia mimana reza tahor. If it's a lighter shade, it is tahor. Kesad hayahadam shachor yeser min adiyav hayavish tmeya hayapasuch mimana kigon shayamarei ukein azayis hashachor ukein azefeth ein arev reza tahor b'chein b'shar hashalosh maras. So the Rambam paskins that there's no difference between Shachor and the various types of red, like Bar Kapara, that in all four, in all five, if you have a deeper Mara, a redder or a blacker Mara, that's Tameh. If it's lighter, it's Tahor. But the Rosh tells us that nowadays, no one has license to be Makel and anything that's even Nota Lad Mumis, because we don't have the Bekiyas to differentiate between types of red. In the presentation of the Rush is saying there's already a hint of this, or a resonance of this, b'mei ha'amorayim, that there are amorayim that were reticent to paskin amaros, but the actual takana, if you will, to not be mekel or mitar any red, that's in the period of Rishonim. That's what the Rush says, b'doros halalu, ein baki b'maros damim, etc. Rabbi Carr points out in his Bir Halakha, at the beginning of Kuf Peches, that you get that impression from Gaonim, early Rishonim, the Shiltos, the Bahag, the Smag, that they just quote Dina, the Mishnah of the five Minei Damim, and no indication that there was any restriction on paskening other Damim as Tahar. So you get the impression there that in the times of the Gaonim, there was no such Hanhaga, and the Rosh is telling us that this developed Bimei HaRishonim. The Rambam, however, you get the impression, the Rambam is pretty mashma, that this is an earlier takana. This goes back to being a part of a takana's chazal. The Rambam, back in Perek Aleph, that we've quoted multiple times before, in terms of the various stages of the Rabbanan additions or restrictions, the Rambam writes to Aleph Gimel, who be mei chachmei ha-Talmud nistate kadaver harbe v'riyos ha-damim, v'niskalkalu ha-vestos, so the Rambam says two things went on b'mei chachmei ha-Talmud. Number one, people were more unclear about ri'os adamim, or identifying what's dam. And number two, people's vestos and ability to calculate the difference between nida and zava got messed up. L'fikach of mir chachamim medaver v'gazur shiyu kol yimei ha'isha kimei zivasa. So that's addressing the second point of the Rambam, that niskalkalu habestos. But then later on in the parak, the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Gimel, v'cheinam haisa bas makav hayadam shos mimana osha ba dam in meimei reglai reizit tahara lo niskade shtavar. So here the Rambam adds that within the Takanas Rebbe, Chumah Reb Zeira progression, that the bottom line, what was added at a later point in history, the number one, a low plug that were mafbir, the chumras of Nid and Sabbath together to always require Shiva Nakiyim. And number two, Vishiyu kol maradamim tamei, that we treat any maradam as dam tamei. That sounds like this practice of not being mitar any maradam, anything that looks like red, the Rambam attributes to part of the same package going back to the Takanas Chazal.
I don't know if that there
doesn't just
mean kol mara, like no matter what you see it.
No, it sounds like. What do you mean with kol mara dam? Any appearance of dam is dam.
And that's like any time you see dam.
Any dam is dam. That we don't distinguish between types of dam. That's what the line says. And you have that in the Ramban as well in Halachos, Perek Gimel, Simen Gimel. The Ramban first lists the five shades of red, black. And then the Ramban writes, we don't have to give you all the details, shekvar gozer aleihem, because we already go there on this. Chazal already goes there. So it sounds like this is a say we're going back to Chazal. Kol sheyesh bo mara admumis klal bein shaya amak harbe odia harbe tamei v'chein kol mare shachris. The lashon of kvar gozer olein bizmanazet. Kvar gozer olein sounds like it's a old zera. The bizmanazet doesn't mean bizmanazet as opposed to 100 years ago. It means bizmanazet as opposed to pre-Chazal times or early Chazal times. That also sounds like there's an attribution that this practice of not being the Tahir types of reds goes back to earlier in history. And that's what the Torah writes as well in the beginning of Kufbe Gimel, that this is part of the package of Takanas Rebbe. We're going to come back to this. So, yeah. In the Ramban?
In the Ramban, yeah.
Shekvar Gazer Aleihem.
That's
Rizman
is
that?
Yeah. Okay,
you don't have that? Let me look in here.
Like it sounds like it's from dependent. Oh no,
it's not
punctuated poorly.
The Ain on the Sweet and Lift of Mishpate Bidikas and Shafar Gazerlan. Bizman is that. It's interesting. In this printing, they put a period there also.
Right.
Why does the period belong there? Ain on a sweet and lift of Mishpate Bidikas and Shafar Gazerlan. Bizman is that. Koshi Yeshbo Marad Mumis. Okay, so maybe the period's better there. Eino nesvichin lifto mishpatei b'dikasin shekvar gazer lein period. Bizman hazeh kol sheyesh bo mared mumis klal bein shaya amo kar be yodia harbe. Okay, it's tame.
And xero is still xero.
But I was still meaning it the same way, even though without the period.
Right.
I mean, xero is an earlier xero, but yeah, maybe it's better for the period there.
But what is the xero if bizman hazeh any mared mumis?
No, so he's saying because of the Zera, therefore, Bizman is that, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mared Mumis.
Okay.
If you put the period there.
Right.
I don't think it makes, you can read it both ways.
Yeah.
And Bar Ilan is often punctuation trigger happy.
Correct.
So.
I'm aware. I always take Bar Ilan with a grain of salt.
Right. It's most egregious in Gemara's, but even. Okay, I don't know what committee they hired to do their punctuation.
In
punctuating the Bar Ilan?
I don't know who punctuated. She's involved in some part of it, technical aspect, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to bring this one up.
Yeah, not Marilyn.
Huh?
Not Marilyn.
No. Not
here. Right. Okay. Fine. So we're going to come back to Reds in a few minutes. In the meantime, I'm sorry?
Is there not communication whether the Xero was like Mizman HaGemara or whether it was newer?
I guess an afkamina would be whether you're violating a Xero's Chazal to Paskin against it or just a Takad Frishon. Okay, but we'll come back to that a little bit later. In the meantime, we saw that the Mishnah Machlokas Akavya ben Mahalalel and Chachamim about Yarok, whether Dam Yarok is added to the list of Dam Tami. What does Yarok mean? Says Tosos, top of your testament days. Ha Yarok, Hainuk Esrog. Yarok means the shade of an Esrog, what we call yellow. Lo Yarok Kikarsi, not Yarok like a leek, which we would call green. De Einza no Telad Mumis. Even though sometimes Yarok in Chazal means green and sometimes Yarok in Chazal means yellow, it doesn't make any sense at Tosos to read Yarok here as green because green has no shaykhus to red at all. The Stam Yarok Einu. And anyway, yarok kikarsi means green, like yarok, like a leek, which is green. But stam yarok means yellow. Kedamer gluda vagazel yarok kikarsi mechal the stam yarok lav hachihu. So yarok kikarsi means yarok like a leek, green. But stam yarok is yellow. So according to Tosfos, there's no one would say that green. Is a mara tame. Even a kavi memalalel agrees that green is a mara tahor. And the machlokas tanoim is about yellow. And then anyway, we paskin, Rabbi Sham do, like the chachamim, not like tanakam. As you pointed out last time, it's a three way machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, the way the Gemara presents it. You read between the lines whether yarok is tolin or is totally tahor. So Rav Rishonim, as we'll see, passing like Chachamim, that is totally tahor, and therefore green, nothing to talk about, it's obviously tahor, and even yellow, la halacha we would paskin is tahor, not even a suffix. Okay, the Rashba, Yetesim and Aleph, quotes Osos. The Rashba notes that there's a Tosefta in Nagayim that has a line of Yarakrak Kishava, the Yarok, the shade of wax, which would be close to our yellow. And the Rashba says, like also said, that's what we're talking about here. Yarok is yellow, and Kol Shekein, if Yarok ki yellow is tahor lahalach, and then Kol Shekein, Yarok ki karsi is tahor lahalach. However, the Ritva writes, me'ata af bizman hazeh she'ein ani ro'en dam, even nowadays where our practice is not to be mafked in between shades of dam, kol shehu lavan or yarok ki karsi tahor. Anything that is white or green is tahor. Vein choshesh lo. V'chein is kima rabbeinu zal kulam. But it sounds like yarok esrog maybe would be tame. The Ritva understands that yarok here is taka yarok ekarsi, and that's the machlokas tanayim. But yarok ke esrog, maybe Evan would agree, is tame. And there's a line in the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, beginning of Perakei Mamidin, where the Gemara had a line of Chumra Derb Zera being Halacha Psuka, in Lama Dalid, that quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Chumra of Tipas Dam Kechardol is in the shade, that the appearance of the Dam is Kechardol, like a mustard seed. And then that Yesh Mefarshim would say that the Chumra was that we even were Machmir to be metame yellow dam. The Iri passes that way, in our sugya at least, that yellow is tame, meaning understand that yarek is yarek karsi, and we're not addressing yellow, and yellow would be possibly no telad mumis, and therefore you'd have to be machmer in that. Although Shevet Alevi points out that there's a Miri in Erechin that paskins tahor. But he says, if you have a steer in Me'iris, you should follow the Me'iri in the Sugya D'Shmaisa, which should be Nida, who is Machmir. And that's at least the position of the Marshal, that the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Sifkatan Beis, to be Machmir on Yelos. But Stima Sashem Shachan Aruch is that any Yarek is Tahor, even Yelos. Lashon Makaber, Kol Mar Adom, Vein of Hukeya Harve Omeo Gitzmeim, Vein Kol Mar Shafor, Vein Tar Ella Mar Lavan, Vein Mar Yarok, Afilu Kamar Ashava Ozav, Vekol Shekin Ayara Kikarsi, O Kasavim, Afilu Yesh Vasmichusam, who have Harve, even if it has a consistency of blood, Afilu Hirgisha Shinetak Makar Bakam Yad, Amasa Mara Salalu Tahora. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, beginning in Od Zayin, that the Iker here is Lekula, on yellow. He quotes, those that wanted to be Machmir on yellow because it's Ksas Nota Lad Mumis. And he says, quoting the Seder Itara, Eino Iker, Arosu LaHachmir Yachmir LaAsmo V'la LaChirim, and all the Achronim assume Lekula, like the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes that day on the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah and points out that's a Shitas Yachid. No one quotes it, not quoted Lalacha, and therefore nothing to be concerned about as far as being Matir yellow. Rav Avadia quotes on page Kuf Sadi, Reish Sadi, from the Shuvas of the Tshuva Me'ava, Chela Gimel Simen Shin Samach Beis, Chela Gimel Simen Shin Samach Beis, where the Tshuva Me'ava writes, that before he began his Rabbanus, he asked his Rebbe, the Noda Behuda, whether you should be machmir on yellows. Assuming that's probably not the only question he asked the Noda Behuda before he took the job, but that's what he writes there. And the Noda Behuda said, Ein lozos mipsachet shulchan aruch lahachmir lacharet. That, no, we accept the pesach of shulchan aruch, yellow is tahor, and you have no right to be machmir for others against the pesach of shulchan aruch. A few moments, we'll come back to whether there are situations in which you should be machmir on yellows. Okay. Yoni.
Just to clarify the type of yellow that we're talking about, are we talking about like an orangish, goldish color, which has more of a reddish look? We're talking about like an astral yellow.
We're not talking about a reddish look. We're not talking about anything with any tinge of red.
Okay, so orange would be more on the problematic
side. Right, we're talking about yellow.
Okay,
and what about brown? So there is a half a line in the Sidri Tara, Sifkatan Tess, who writes, Matsasi Kosov to be Mako on brown. Who's this Matsasi Kosov? This is the tshuva of the Ivets, Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Dalid, Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Dalid. Rav Avadia quotes from the Chachmas Bezalel that the reason the Sidri Tara quotes this Matsasi Kosov and doesn't mention the Ivets by name is because he didn't want to mention the Ivets by name because of his machlokas with Rav Yonason Ivishes. Take that or leave it. But either way, the Sidri Tara quotes this as a Matsasi Kosov, and this we know is a tshuva of Rav Yaakov Emden. Tshuvas Rav Yaakov Emden Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Dalid. Maradama nota litzva brown, shehuke ein klipas harmonim kamashka hakoffee, the shade of chestnuts and coffee. Lo nisbar v'shulchan aruch b'achronim im humi maris damim tmeir. That's not clear in earlier sources. How do you treat brown? The nira lila hakelbo says the Ivets. The vade adif mimei baser tzli. It's a better color then Meme Basar Tzli, which is one of the Maros Tomeos. Because there, by Meme Basar Tzli, there's a reddishness in it. Meme Basar Tzli is one of the Maros that Chachamim are Metaher, so we're Metaher Lalacha, even though there's a little bit, arguably, of reddishness in it, says the Ivets. And this is even less connected to red than Meme Basar Tzli. Even though we're Machmer Lemaisa by Meme Basar Tzli, because anything that's Nota Ladmumis, we're Machmer on. But when it comes to brown, says the Ivets, Elonitiel Ladmumis, Elishakris. It doesn't approach red at all. If anything, it approaches black. And when it comes to black, the din is, Diamikan is Tahor. So the Chumrah or the Takana that the Rush references that we quote in Shulchan Aruch that most of the Rishonim have, whether it's from earlier sources or not, that we don't paskin on different shades of red and anything that's no Delamumis or anything that's either lighter or darker than any of the known shades of red is going to be Tameh. But that doesn't apply, says the Ivets, the same way to black. And therefore, if you have something, even if it's nota le black, but it's lighter than black, which is brown, then you could be mako. That's the Chuvas Ivets. Chachmas Adam, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Os Aleph. Says that argument of the Yaivis is questionable. Is that so? That nowadays we're mako on blacks that are lighter than black. He quotes from the Chidushei Ran in our Sugya and the Ramban in the Alachos that say not that way. that just as we're machmer on any red, whether it's lighter or darker, we're machmer on any black, whether it even if it's lighter. The Ramban in the next halacha from what we just read, Perek Gimel halacha Dalid. Sorry, it's the same halacha. Perek Gimel halacha Gimel. Bisman is a kol sheyeshbo or period or not. Kol sheyeshbo marad mumis klal bein shahaya avak harbe yodia harbe tamei v'chein kol marad shachrus. The same thing by black. Even though Me'ikra did, Medina de Gemara, the way we saw passing the Rambam, you should only be Mahmir if it's darker black, not lighter black, or lighter than black. But just as we're Mahmir in both directions by any red or any note to Lamumus, we're Mahmir by anything that's note to Lashakras. And therefore, the Chachma Fadim says, not at all Pasha to be Matir Browns.
Is it true that brown is just like light black?
There are different shades of brown. So the Chacham Sadam kind of groups it all together and says, the Yavis's argument was, to the extent that brown is a problem, it's because it's note to the black. And the Yavis says, note that the black isn't a problem if it's lighter. And the Chacham Sadam says, no, even if it's lighter than black, it should still be a problem. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sivkat and Tess that that's not necessarily the concern by Brown. That the Yavis wasn't saying that every Brown is going to be Tahor. But if it's a Brown that's only slightly note L'Shachros, and it's not really known to the chakras, only a little bit. So that you don't have to be a machmer on. And that's what the Matzasi Kasev meant. So even though if it's really black itself, that's lighter than the Chayres Kali, you have to be a machmer. But brown is a few steps removed from that.
Would it cost you getting to that black-white category? That is the exact example of kula. Like in my head, I was picturing hot chocolate versus coffee.
Right.
So coffee to me is more of a black than that. But that was the exact example that I thought we used.
Right. So the shayla, the lashon and the yavitz was klipas harmonim and kamashkeya coffee. I don't know what color the Yavis's coffee beans look like,
right.
But we'll talk Lemaisa in a moment. Rav Avadya points that another potential reason to be Makel on browns, or it's not to be Makel on browns, is that, as we saw, even black itself, according to the Rashi and some Rishonim, is only Darabana. So maybe we could throw that into the mix. To the extent that brown would be problematic, it's because it's not to the black, so maybe if black itself is only Darabana, this is further removed, then maybe another Sad Lukula. Darkei Tshuva, Sivkat and Vav, Paskins, Luchumra on Browns. And he also points out that despite the Sidrei Tara citation of the Masasi Kasif / the Yavitz and Ar Simon, in another place, Simon Kuf Sadi, the end of Sivkat and Nun Beis, the end of Sivkat Nun Beis, there the Sidrei Tara sounds like he's machmir on brown. And he references the Chachamim of Frankfurt that were mefakpek on this Sidrei Tara. The Darkei Tshuva references so the Tara there in Kufsadi sounds like he is Machmir. He writes, Mikol Shekain, Hamara Shenota Litzava Brown, Afilu Amok Harbe. wounds. So here it sounds like he's only makel on brown for a kesem, but not for a bedika, and not for a re'ia. That's what the Dark and Shuva points out, that there the Seder Torah sounds less unequivocal than the Seder Torah in our simon, as far as the extent that you could be makel on browns. Rabbi Willick says that when he started his rabbinus and started seeing Maros, he once went to Rav Schwab and asked Rav Schwab what the standard is for brown. And Rav Schwab took out a container of coffee grinds and said that anything that's a darker shade than a coffee grind is problematic, but anything lighter than that is tahor. And most of the browns that appear are usually a lighter brown than coffee grinds. He found something similar in a quintus that I emailed out to you earlier today, which I'll give you the context for a little bit later. But they printed there a letter from Tuvia Weiss, who just passed away in the last year, the Gaivid of the Ada. On page 120 of that Kuntris, he writes, Tamara Brown, Shemati Mikvoda God, Mikdole, Valley Ara, Refano Dov, Padua, Abbezn of London. So Weiss was in England for many decades before he came to Eretz Yisrael. Shara Itzel Gidole Arab Yushalayim, Shem Eno Nota Klalad Mumis, Ola Shachris, Afilu Latiro, Esher Latiro. If you have brown that's not noted like Muma Solashakris, it could be Matir. Then he quotes from the Chuvas Lushe Mordechai, Yeredeya Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, that if it's brown, the shade of coffee without milk, Schwarzenkoffe, then you have to be Machmir because that's noted Lashakris. But coffee mixed with milk, Pashid Emakim Lahachmir, if that's not Shakris or Admumis Klau, Ad Kan Lashono B'Kitzer. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Perek Beis, footnote Kaf, in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is only makel on light browns, browns that are closer to yellow than anything else. And Ramosha, we'll talk about in a minute, but Ramosha was Machmir on browns. Ramosha was from the Machmirim. Ramosha was Machmir on browns. Bechlal, not only for Hafsek Tara, but during the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim. We'll talk about that shortly. Yosef Chochanan, in a very brief letter printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Rufutner, page Tav Kuf Nun Beis, was Machmer on brown for all of Shiva Nekiyim, was only Mako for Ksamim. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the same position from Rabbi Meir Arik and other Achronim as well. So the context of the Kuntris that I emailed out to you, which I just stumbled across last week, so for background, there is a, call it tradition among Hungarian poskim, and I just spoke earlier to a colleague of mine or someone I know that did Shimush by Rav Loi, the Chonel Rav the Piskei Chosh and the Bris Yehuda, who was one of the Dayanim at the Eda on Mara, so he gave me a little bit more perspective on this. But there is a tradition. This is what so Yaakov Fisher was famous for from the Eda, and Rav Lai, and Cheskel Roth from Brooklyn, who passed away within the last couple of years. But that Hungarian Misora was more liberal about certain maros, which got apparently the misconception of being matir reds, when in fact the real misora there was to be matir browns and to have a comfort level that even browns that other people would be machmir on, even let's say if it's deeper than coffee, is not nota lad mumis. So the way the person I spoke to framed the context of this kuntres, the authors of this kuntres from about 12, 13 years ago, who are anonymous Chavrei Kol in Eretz Yisrael, presented it as we discovered that there were poskim in Eretz Yisrael who are matir reds that are clearly red, and no one has the right to be matir. And they solicited a kol kore signed by Rav Avner of Yashiv Karelitz, dated Tavshin Samach Tes, 13 years ago. Hine b'inyan psak b'maris adamim b'zman hazeh kutz l'rash. Hine b'gadr mashinot elanumis olashachor hadavr masal l'chachma Yisrael lada misvara ma'wa gadr she'eno nota klal she'esh latira. Okay. And he quotes Chuvas Beis Shlomo, Yoredei Acheli Beis Simen Yud Dalet. What's the Beis Shlomo, Yoredei Acheli Beis Simen Yud Dalet? So the context of the Shaila there was about a woman who showed a Mara to a Chacham who was Machmir, and then to another one who was Mitahir. That's the sugya of Yalta that we'll talk about probably next time. But then he writes, or the Gemara has on Kaval from the Bays a line of a Gamre Samach, that he was Samach on his Misora, on his knowledge, which we'll talk about next time in context. It says the Shuvah, Beisham, Beisham was a Galitzianer in the 1800s. No one can say they have a misora on maros to be mitaher. But nothing that's nota lamumis. So even someone comes and claims that they have a misora to be master, something that's nota lamumis, there's no such misora. And they write in this kuntres that they wanted to test out whether they're really morei hara, they're paskening on what's really dam, that was tahor. So they took real dam nida and they dipped a bedika cloth into the dam nida and then went and showed it to different poskim to see what they would say. And lo and behold, there were poskim that were matir. So this person I spoke to said that he was by Rav Lai, and these people came to Rav Lai with such a mara, and Tipaskin Tahor, and then it was clear after the fact that he's being tricked. So Rav Lai remarked that you don't have siyata d'shmaya and a psak where it's not a real shayla being asked to you. So even if he paskined the wrong way, it wasn't a lemaisa shayla, so you don't see out the shmaya and the psak if you're being asked a question lekanter or not, and not for an actual psak. Okay, So the way it's presented in this kuntris is that there are poskin that are matir reds, matir real nida daraisa, real dam. And this person who was doing shimish by Rabbi Bloy at the time told me that there was a lot of conflation here that wasn't really reflective of the reality. That this was the people against the Eda or the poskim of the Eda, but they wouldn't come out and say it was against the Eda. So they covered it by being against people that are mati or real dam, even if there weren't necessarily people that are being mati or real dam. So that's the... And Rav Osner, who signed on here, was also part of that Hungarian Masara that was more makel about the Browns as not being no Dalamumis. Okay. There is a comment of the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Oath Test. Chachmas Adam writes, "V'nira li dafilu maregal kishava, even yellow, upshita kizav, and not only yellow like wax, but all the more so gold." Even if in general we're making on yellows, for Hefzik Tara, you should be Machmir. Hefzik Tara has to be mostly the woman from Cheskas Tuma. You have to establish that she's not having any further dam. And therefore, there's a higher standard of the Hefzik Tara. The Hefzik Tara has to be clean, even of yellow. So says the Chachmas Adam. Rabbi Morgeson quotes Karbeis Aralamid Beis that Rav Yashiv is Machmir like the Chachmas Adam for Hefzik Tara and for Mochdachuk. For Moshe, both in Os Gimel to Rabbi Eider and in Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Ches, Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Ches, things that you should be machmir on yellow, not only for Hefzik Tara, but even for the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim as well. Vinei yesh bali hara. This is in Chelek Gimel Nun Hey, in Igros Moshe Chelek Gimel Nun Hey. Yesh bali hara she'afshim akilim b'mare brown amare gal, brown and yellow. Machmirim gimel yamim rishonim shel zayin nekiyim. Biarti atam bazeh. Dekeva shiva gimel yamim yesh locha shema daim lepasak damim makor legamri. Shelachen yesh locha shema yatsa dam mashu meyam makor lebeis achitzo chinimu bazeh. Then it's arev od mashkin levanim. Either says Shinis Arvu Nasal Mari Brown Vagal Shinimzu Al Bidika. But after 3 days, we're not Khoshesh. Because the standards of Tsumim are relaxed after 3 days, which we'll talk about. But then you don't have to be Khoshesh that the brown or yellow may be reflective of actual dam. Shlomo Zalman writes, Mincha Shlomo Tinyan of Simon Ayin Gimel. Yeah.
For Moshe, we saw before that Moshe holds that the Hefzik Tara, the first day of Yidra, is what creates the Hefzik Tara.
Right. But as we'll talk about when we get to Shiva Nekiyim, there may be certain chumras that we have during the first 3 days over the rest of Shiva Nekiyim as far as Ksamim. So Moshe here says that you have to be Choshesh or have a more restricted position for the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim because there's still a chashash, or there's a heightened chashash during the first 3 days of dam still coming out. So you have to be machmir on brown and yellow for the first 3 days, according to Moshe. Okay.
They're reading the Shulchan Aruch and Kufet
that's olive, so it's tahor only after 3 days, or there's oregano somewhere.
They're saying, yes, the Chachma Sazim says, that's after Shulchan Aruch. Chachma Sazim says, doesn't apply to Hefzik Tahara. And Moshe says, he should be Machmir the first 3 days as well.
Because he thinks that the Pesach was never stated by the first 3 days, so he just is arguing on Shulchan Aruch.
He's saying, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that were makel on yellow, but you still should be Machmir, meaning this is relevant for Ksamim, it's relevant for Bedikos, it's relevant for any time you see Da. And Moshe says, during the first few days of Shem Nakiyim, you should be Machmir.
You didn't think Shulchan Aruch thinks you should be Machmir. What would he say? Like, if I asked Shulchan Aruch would say you don't need to be Machmir, but we should be Machmir more than Shulchan Aruch, or you just think that Shulchan Aruch would be the issue Machmir?
And he asked the same question with Chachmas Adam. Would the Chachmas Adam say that the Shulchan Aruch would say that you could be Makel even a Hefzik Tahara? Could be. I don't know. So Shlomo Zalman writes, Tinyana Simon Ayin Gimel. He says, you could have a brown mara, you could have a yellow mara, and if you subject it to a chemical test, you'll find that it may have the chemical composition of blood. He says, Kadurios Adumos. So why is it that in a Hefzik Tahara, we're not worried that there may be Tipos Adumos that you can't see in this presentation? Ella what? It must be you follow what appears to the naked eye. So if the presentation is yellow, then you don't have to worry that it's time at all. Ravaz is also made machmir on a hefzik tahara, chelik vav simen kuf kaptes, chelik vav simen kuf kaptes. There he's writing again about brown and yellow to be machmir on a hefzik tahara, even though he says, for Malcolm Peruvu, maybe there's room. Lahaka. Shlomo Zalman sounds like he'd be making it by Hefzik Tahara. He has a parenthetical there that to the extent that people ever more Machmir Hefzik Tahara, maybe it's because we're worried that there's a false presentation of Mara Tahara, but it sounds like he's making the bottom line even for Hefzik Tahara. Rabbi Olbaum in his Sefer Hilchos Nida quotes from Rav Gusman, who quoted from Rav Chaim Ozer, that when it comes to Hefzik Tahara, we're not just establishing that there's no more Dam Nidos, but we're establishing that the Mayan is closed, that there's no discharge coming out anymore. And therefore, even if you see a Mara Tahor, but it's not Mayan Sagur, and therefore you be Machmir and Hefzik Tahara, even for a Mara Tahor, you require a fully clean Hefzik Tahara. In the Sefer Chokuz Man, collects all the posts from the last generation. So he quotes others that were makel for hafzakara. Bar Sham, Aruch HaShulchan, Blessed Brisker Rav. And others. Where Shechter says is that this Tachem HaSalta was a Chumrah in Litta, but it was never accepted outside of Litta. Even though some of the poskim we just mentioned, the last generation that were Machmir, were beyond the tradition of Pesach of Litta. Rabbi Willig is Mekel Lemaisa on Hefzik Tara. Okay. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the concern that you have to make sure that you're the person seeing Maros or passing on them is not colorblind, because then they may not know what they're looking at. I was once a scholarly residence at Shul somewhere, and someone came over and asked if I could look at a Maros. I said, "Don't you have a rabbi?" He said, "Our rabbi never sees Maros, he's colorblind." But you have to have that self-awareness. In this kuntris that I send you, they talk about that Rabbanim, before they get Shema Shamaras, should get a colorblindness test to make sure that they're not colorblind. And I think they have the suggestion, Rabbi Morgenstern is part of this, that when a couple gets married and you're training them to know what's a Shiloh, what's not a Shiloh, that the husband should be able to identify what's a Shiloh, what's not a Shiloh. So you have to make sure that the first few times you show something to Rav, that what the Rav sees corresponds to what the husband sees, that the husband isn't colorblind himself, so he knows he has a basis of what's a shayla or not. So maybe everyone should have a thing. Nowadays, in their standard eye exam, they test for colorblindness anyway. So people should have some self-awareness. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll try to wrap up Maros and talk about seeing Maros Balayla. Talk about Ne'emanus on Maros. Can you show to one Chacham after showing to another Chacham? Letting Maros dry or wait. I'll try to send you a few more Maros comments than that beyond what I already posted. And then after that, I'll have to send you the next set of Maros comments. So we'll be moving on, Ritz Hashem, to the Tara process. And Shivanukim, etc. From Kupsadi Bab. Okay.